The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio in Hampton and Nicole Presley of the Pella Chronicle. Brian, you can start us off with the question for Senator Grassley.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, about can you give folks an update on the latest with the legislation that you've helped to introduce about trying to help with the school safety?
Yeah. Actually, I should give Senator Hatch and Senator Klobuchar, they're the two main people. There's a lot of co-sponsors of it, and I'm one of those, and I'm chairman of the committee that it'll go to. And I just think that that the best way to describe it is federal dollars. And by the way, I ought to give the president some credit. I think if this bill passes, the president is set to put some good amount of money behind it. A few hundred million, maybe I should say more like a couple hundred million, but still a lot of money. And it would there's more than one thing it tries to accomplish, but the main thing is to, through grants, give local school districts the opportunity to help identify kids that are risk to give them help, and obviously to be on the alert and whatever it takes to make sure the things that happen in Parkland don't happen again. Like teachers and administrators that deal with kids 6 hours out of a year, they're pretty good position to help identify people like Cruz. And it just came to our attention, I think, over the news today that maybe in 2015 or 2016, people did identify Cruz as a person that could create problems, and suggested that he get mental health issues and even be assigned to an institution for help. And it was never carried out. It's just one example. We would hope to institutionalize this sort of thing so people that need help get help and they don't do what they would otherwise or what Cruz did. Nicole.
Thank you, Senator Grassley. And my question kind of piggybacks off of his question. In the statement, you had said that previous legislation hadn't got as far as keeping students safe. I guess what do you hope happens with legislation with either student safety or gun laws?
Okay. Well, I think there's at least three, and I won't repeat, stop school violence, number one. Number two, fix NICS. That's the bill that would fix NICS as an acronym for the database that the FBI maintains, that if you buy a gun from a licensed gun dealer, they have to call in and see if anybody's on that list that shouldn't be buying a gun because they're a felon, domestic abuse, or mental illness. And just not everybody's being reported. In fact, probably just thousands and thousands of people that states and even federal agencies ought to be reporting to people that have those issues so they can't buy a gun. We need to beef up NICS. Then I introduced a bill myself called the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Memorial Act. This bill would provide funding to support the Secret Service National Threat Assessment Center efforts to conduct cutting-edge research into the prevention of school violence. This division of Secret Service has been around a long, long time, and it's their job to help identify people that are threats and what can, and it even includes their work in the private sector as well. And then Senator Cruz and I have put in a bill called Protecting Communities and Preserving the Second Amendment Act. I guess those are the bills that I would hope would move. Maybe I better name just one other one. It's not put together yet, but five states have what we call red flag laws, where you may have for years been able to legally own a gun, and then something happens that people think you're a threat to yourself or to other people. Those guns could be taken away temporarily or permanently from that person to prevent a tragedy. Brian?
Senator, just about as we're speaking, the president is talking about the opioid crisis in the country and what he would like to see happen. Your thoughts about what's going on right now?
Yeah. Well, one of the major pieces of legislation came out of my committee. We got it passed in 2016 to set up programs for prevention, interdiction, treatment, law enforcement. Probably four out of five or six functions that the legislation has. Right now, the issue seems to be more money, and there's going to be more money put into opioid intervention. Nicole?
I didn't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about why you want to seek appointment for special counsel for the Inspector General for the Russia investigation.
Yeah, thank you for asking me that. This was the subject of a lot of TV over the weekend. Senator Graham and I have written a letter to the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General asking them to give some help to the Inspector General, who's investigating a lot of things involving FBI, both during this administration and during the previous administration. He has an outstanding staff of 450 people, but the law he operates under doesn't allow him to question people that are no longer in the employ of the federal government. It doesn't give him the authority to do any prosecution. So if we have a special prosecutor working in tandem with the Inspector General, this will supplement the Inspector General with powers that special counsel brings that he doesn't have, so he can further get to the bottoms of a lot of things that are involved with the FBI, political interference there, with the Steele dossier, looking at how did the FISA court do a good job or have good information for issuing reports to snoop on American citizens, things of that nature. And so I hope that they will install an inspector general. If they don't want to give us an inspector general to do it, then just any U.S. attorney that is not connected with any of these things under investigation would be satisfactory, because he could relatively do the same things that a special counsel could do. Brian?
Senator, any updates on the 2018 Farm Bill?
Only that we're told by Senator Roberts that he's going to start discussions of it for April. And I would just say to Senator Roberts, not only start the discussions, get a bill out, get it through the floor and to the president by the 1st of August. And if we don't get that done, we're going to have to extend the existing Farm Bill for one more year for the 2019 crop year. Nicole?
Those are all the questions I have for you.
Okay, then we'll go back to Brian. This will be the last question, Brian.
Okay, Senator, we heard the president talking recently about maybe another round of tax cuts. What can you tell us about what you're hearing?
The president was talking about that?
Yes, and when he was at in Boeing in St. Louis last week.
No, I think that the tax cuts we got will probably be the last tax cuts for the next 4 or 5 years at least.
Thank you, Brian and Nicole, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.